Here's the prayer list for this, today, and for next week. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed in man-made disasters. For all those killed by others or by their own hands. Geraldine Harvey, Yutha Landis, Carol Strother, Isabel Blaney Sun, Estelle Winstead, Napoleon the Cat, Spike the Cat. Job Search, E.B., Roseanne Barona, Brian and Brandy, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Lindsay Piatti, Sarai, Pooja Shaw, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley. Prayers for health and well-being. Kabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Gelton, Venerable Kundala, Venerable Chökyila. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. Jorge Aurelio, Jim Barnes, Luce and Narcis Barona, Narcis Barona Sr., Susie Boehm, Daly Bullis, Yuki Burrows, Suzanne Diamandopoulos, Ted Domi, Tashi Roma, Andrew Flaherty, Mildred Tracy Haas Thompson, Christina Harrison, family of Geraldine Harvey, Frank Holt, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Dell and Sue Johnston, Barry Judge, Helen Kasanoff, Jonathan Kramer, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, family of Yutha Lewis, Mary Lojek, Ina Lovelace, R.M., Wilbur Martin, Mary Cleor Schiller, Alvia Mejia and family, Bruce Miller, David Muller, Audrey Murphy, Evan Myrtle and family, Jessica Nunley, Marie Oliver, Jay Pandya, Jamie Pandya, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, James Rowan, and Teresa Creighton, Ralph Rumley, Ariana Scott, Joanne Cease, Ronnie Schumann and family, Andre Smith, Emily Smith, Nancy Sorbet, family of Carol Strother, family of Isabel Blaney's son, Lopsang Tompton, Dion Washington, family of Estelle Winstead, Shay Wokowicki, Marguerite Young, Brittany the Maltese, Dorje and Kadra the Pigs. Now, in the goal prayer book, let's turn to page 34. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. And then let's chant Chen Rezig's mantra and Green Tar's mantra on the bottom of page 37. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Turn to page 98, Refuge and Bodhicitta Prayer.
Oh, yeah, please, no, yeah.
Are you good? Oh, no.
uh, Good morning. The course on Shamatha meditation started last night, Friday night. I think last night we didn't get a chance to meditate. So maybe today we'll begin with some meditation, or short meditation. So you can choose object, okay? You can choose object, or you can create it. You can create. So what we are, you know, Shamatha meditation is finding an object, you know. Of course, first we have to look at, you know. First object has to be seen from our eyes. Oh? So then that create mental image. So then then we are trying to concentrate on that, you know, mental image. Okay, so image. Or you can just count your breath. You can count your breath. Just think, you know, when you're breathing out, just imagine like out. Then breathe in, then you can just also even say the word in, one, out, in, that's two. You can count seven, so then if you need break, you can take break, then seven more, no, seven. Then if you can count 21 times, or like that, with full awareness, or full awareness. With full awareness, then in the text, in the teaching, it says that you like already achieved the first level of Shamatha meditations. If you can count 21 times, out, in, one, out, in, two. If you can count that 21 times like that, you know, without any mistake. So then it says that you already achieved the first stages of Shamatha meditations. That's pretty good. Or you can just think one mental image, you know. Okay, so maybe next few minutes we'll do that. Then of course one more important thing. The reason that, you know, we Sunday we recite the four images of prayer. And Wednesday night, you know, we recite refuge and bodhicitta prayers. And traditionally that, you know, person who is giving the teaching supposed to lead that, you know, refuge and bodhicitta prayer. So it's not just tradition. Of course it's a part of traditions, but there's tradition, there's a reason, you know, beyond the traditions. So that is like, try to set up positive intention, okay, positive intentions. So every meditation must begin with positive intentions, or means positive mind, okay? That's how the meditation has been done, with positive intentions or motivations. Is very necessary, or not just important, also very necessary, you know? That's how every meditation should or must begin. So that's why we recite refuge in bodhicitta prayer, and try to develop this altruistic attitude, you know, a altruistic attitude to benefit all sentient beings. So altruistic attitude. So with that intention, then we'll maybe next few minutes we'll meditate. Okay. time to end the meditations. That's very good. I'm about to fall asleep. Thank you very much. I'm about to fall asleep. Maybe please, would you mind take maybe 1 minute to introduce to yourself to each other, then after that I will now start the class, okay? I don't remember at all.
I think maybe it's tomorrow, but if he's coming, it's at noon. I didn't hear back from him. He knows he has an appointment.
Okay.
But I put it on your calendar. So you would have gotten an email.
Okay. Okay, I mean. Yeah.
Thank you.
We weren't sure about lunchtime.
Huh?
Tony had set up lunchtime for 1, and that seemed late, but we'd rather do it like 12:30 and have a longer morning and a shorter afternoon.
Oh, doesn't matter.
Okay. Then if you're happy, we're happy. Mm. You know.
I have a question.
She has a question.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay? She needs to turn her bell.
A brief review what we covered last night. Some of you are not here. So we just start from here, the environment, the place where you know, where you meditate, do some other meditations. We just start from here. So last night we just stuck here. We just chat and talk and have some fun. So today we are going out. brief review, okay. So this is important to in order to do some other meditations, first we need to understand there's 6 conditions. So 6 conditions for some other meditations. So this brief review. Oh, Ramula, you say you have questions?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it all right? If I
yeah.
Okay. So a few minutes ago, you said that if you count to 21 in breathing meditation, if you can count 21 times without distraction, then you have achieved the first stage. So when you say without distraction, you know, it's really hard to sit without having a thought. So if you have a thought, but you can
if
remember
you
the
you
number.
If you don't follow them, if you don't follow the thought, just let it pass.
Uh-huh. But if you still, if you remember the number that you're on, is that all? Does that count?
Yeah, that's more important. So the reason I say 7-7, some people have difficult to count all 21 in one time. So that's why you count 7. And when you count that, if you can count 7 perfectly, fine, so then you can add 7 more, then you can add 7 more, and eventually the idea is to count all 21 one times. So then you know, like, be within, be present, or like inner placement, whatever they call the first stage called inner placement, so that's you already achieved there, you know, if you can count. But to get, you know, to able to count 21 times in all in one, so first the way to train is to just count 7 times, then take break. So then 7 more times, then 7 more times, like do like like that, you know, number of times, multiple times, then eventually do all 21 in one session rather than three sessions, 7, 7, 7, and do it one session 21 times. So you can say out in, not loud, but you know, in your mind, you say when you breathe out, you can say out in one, out in two. Each time when you breathe in, you count. Huh? This technique, you know, some people has problem with, you know, like, yeah, of course, all kind of problem, but main problem for someone is could be attachment, right? And for someone could be anger. Someone could be, you know, like thought, you know, like not able to control the thought. There are different meditations been listed. Someone who's having problem with the attachments, so that there's particular types of meditations that, you know, explain. If someone has problem with the, of anger, then of course, you know, meditation on loving kindness, compassion, so on and so forth. And if someone been distracted all the time by, you know, like namtok last night, what we say, like self-made stories, you know, mind, they keep making stories, you know. So then you focus on this particular breathing, 21 breathing meditation is designed for that, how to control, you know, this namtok or self, the mind that constantly creates stories, you know, to how to stop that mind. So then you just concentrate, you know, concentrate. That's the best way to stop all the other thoughts, just to concentrate. So then in this case, you use your own breath, you know, in and out, oh, 21 times. Okay? In the text, it says, in the instruction, it says, if you can count without distractions, count 21 times, then you already achieve the first level. Not the first level. No, then here, level in this painting, the level represented by the monks. Monks? But it has to be monk, it can be one of you. But it has to be monk, but it's just painting, you know. That's why it should be 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, yeah. Wow. Yeah, that doesn't count. That's all up there. Chikni, Chik, Sum, Chi, Ma, Chuk, Di, Guya. Then there's no symbol as something different. No? These nine figures symbolize nine stages. So now brief review. So first, you know, like six conditions in order to do shamatha meditations. So then we need to know the six conditions. The first one is like environment or place. Easy access for basic necessities, you know, means like food, drink, no clothes, or like basic necessities. No, if there's no easy access for the basic necessities, so then one may end up spending so much time for that, so then there'll be less time for shamatha meditations. So that's why it's actually then come to Lebanon. So then the place or environment should be, you know, like the best is to some kind of sacred place. So, no, sacred place is the best. If not, make sure that place is not be haunted. There's a second one. There's no, the environment has like five qualities. First one, easy access to food and drink, basic necessities. Second one is make sure the best, you know, is sacred place. Sacred means, you know, like that place has been visited by lot of great practitioners, or maybe somebody meditated there many, many years, you know, many, many years. So not some number of people meditated there many, many years. So then that's how the place has been blessed. You know? Same here, Kadambasana has been blessed because a group of people here practicing, meditating, all of that. You know? That's how the place becomes sacred. So please do, I say, bless people. Means visiting those, you know, kind of like sacred place, you know, people feel something, you know, incredible, you know, tranquility or peace of mind or all that, you know. So people used to bless the place, so now it's other way around. So now place bless people, or bless means, you know, transformations. You know, maybe there are many different ways to present blessing, but the definition of blessing is transform. That's why you bless environment, that's why you do house blessing, you know, bless your office, house, you know. When you build new house, you know, then there's like rituals that goes, you know, to bless the environment or like the place. That's why we bless food. We're trying to transform from impure to pure, or maybe purify any defect that comes with the color, shape, taste, smell. You try to purify them, then transform into something pure, then you make offering. That's why you may know, like, bless the food, or to try to transform. Seeking blessing means seeking transformations within the mind. Or. But there's a different way to present the blessing. If somebody put their hand on your head, that's like we are presenting the blessing. But, you know, if there's no changing here, then there's no blessing. You know, it's just like, you know, just some kind of hand movement or something like that. Blessing the transformation, okay, change or transformation from positive, from negative to positive. So easy, so first one, easy access to the basic necessity. The second one is the place, you know, sacred, that's the best place. If not, there's no not place, make sure the place not be haunted by, you know, spirit. So then the place, so say that you correspond with the environment, you know, like the weather, the climate, the weather, make sure there's clean water, clean air, you know, like that, you know. Otherwise, sometimes you go some places, then you get sick all the time. That means your body is not corresponding very well with the environment. So that kind of environment is not suitable for shamatha meditation. So shamatha meditations, you are talking about, if you have all the conditions, all the requirements, then you one could achieve shamatha within 6 months. Then we are talking about 6 months. There's no like that you are going to spend time there. So then make sure that place, you know, that it has, you know, how you say, you like trip means, I'm not sure, trip word means that. When you go to some place, you say, oh, that place is not good for me, I get sick all the time. Is there any way to say?
Unhealthy.
Anyway, you don't correspond very well with the water, air, you know, then climate, so on and so forth. Or make sure that, you know, the place is suitable for your bodies, okay? That's the third one. No?
Lama Rinchenmo, they say the place does not breed sickness. Is that the same?
Yeah, thing? So probably, you know, like some places there where there's like how is there, lot of disease, you know, like that. Tosa. So then have few friends, not by yourself, few friends, you know, friend who share same view. Make sure that you go there with few friends, then make sure that you don't end there with argument all the time. So that's not good. So place, you know, some few friends, they share the same view. Same view. So you understand same view? Yeah. Same view. So even though you trying to do something good, if there are different views, you know, you may end up with argument, you know, ongoing argument. So that's probably not good. Then they will take all time. Then you get less time to meditate on shamatha. Then, like, if you need some books, you know, some books to, like, read the instructions again and again, make sure that you remember all the instructions, If that, in that case, if you require, if you need some books to bring, or maybe if you want to set up some altars, or maybe want to bring image that you want to, look at, or before you try to create a mental image, you can bring some image, you know, as a Buddhist. Also, you use the object of image, something holy object, you know, such as Shakyamuni Buddha, some kind of holy object. So that's multiple benefit. So one that, you know, next probably 6 months, you are going to think about that image. So then by thinking that holy image, it creates positive imprint in your mind, you know, recalling holy image again, then that, if somebody wants to, you know, practice Vajrayana teaching, so then Vajrayana teaching, there are so many visualizations, you know, visualization about, you know, all kind of deities. So then that also helps there, you know, choosing the holy object will help, you know, so, and Vajrayana practice, okay, so that's why. So that does not mean you can only choose holy object, you can choose any kind of object. So these are the five qualities of environment. So that's what I explained last night. So that's out of six conditions, that's the first condition, it refers to the environment. So that environment is not just environment, that environment has to have five qualities. So that's the out of six conditions, the first one is complete. The brief, like a review of first one, or to be in the name. Then few desires. Not much about the, not, it's like, you know, like food, clothes, you know, it's not much about the best or quantity. Quantity is not much about the best or quantity. It's about just, how you say, just middle way approach. It's not the best, it's not the worst, it's in the middle, you know. It's not like 100, or it's not just half, maybe 3, or something like that, you know. Like, that's what it means, few desires. What it means not about the quantity, it's not about the qualities, you know, it's about just right, just enough, or something like that. Then there's the out of six conditions, that's the second condition, okay, second condition. First one, environment. It has five qualities. The second one, out of six conditions, second one is few desires. Oh. Desire do cause, you know, so all the problem that we experience is like caused by desire, believe or not, desire. Oh. Greater the number of desire, then the greater the number of desires, the complication will be much, much bigger, no? More complications. Simple life is better. Simple life is better than complicated life. Complicated life is caused by desire. Oh, that's why, no, few desire. Chokshe, contentment. Contentment. Pretty good, like, can see, can move, you know, can hear, can smell, you know, pretty good, you know. I'm happy. I'm happy because I can see, I can hear, you know, I can, you know, there are people out there cannot see, spending so much money just to see. But I don't have to do that, I can see, you know, right? So contentment, so be grateful what we have, rather than thinking what I don't have. So then, you know, like, yeah, there are so many things that I don't have. Maybe we are not going to have everything that we need. We are not going to have. Do you agree? Yeah, so you know, my I like to speak fluent English like you. Probably that's not going to happen. Probably at least in this life, probably looks like it's not going to happen. So my English is getting older and older. So the example that I use, you know, Chokshe, like Chomishiva, is like not being content. So yesterday, the Vijayasambhu showed me something yesterday I shared with you, so most of you are here. So one person driving this very fancy car, very, very fancy car, and all of a sudden saw helicopters. They say, oh, I wish I could have helicopters, you know. Mm-hmm. So they right next to that person driving some cars, you know, not the fancy car. That person looking at him, thinking, oh, I wish I could have that fancy car. That person not thinking of helicopters, they're just thinking of car. Then other side, the one person is riding a bicycle and thinking, oh, I wish I could have a car. It's just car, not fancy car, you know, just car. So then another, the other side, that person is walking, and thought, oh, I wish I could have a bicycle. So this other side, there's a person on the wheelchair saying, oh, I wish I could walk. No, so like that, that kind of like, it's all relative. So there is reason to be unhappy. If you choose to be unhappy, there's tons of reason to be unhappy. If you choose to be happy, there's tons of reason to be happy. Or nobody's going to bomb here, you know. We don't need to be worried. We don't need to live constantly under fear, like our brother and sister back in Tibet, you know. So live under constant under fear. So then, when you look at the animals, you know, like they can even eat peacefully, you know, constantly watching that somebody's going to eat them, not like that. So there's tons of reason to be, you know, so content. So, Chukila, you remember that saying that you translated, you found online? You have that here?
Which one?
So, Chokshe Chichin, Gogana, Chubu Gwene Chichin, so. Maybe Chukila always helps me to find. But I can't translate because I can say in Tibetan, it doesn't help. But I can't translate. So this is very good, you know, statement from one of the Kandama Master. Chokshe Chinchin Gohana Chubu Gwane Chinchin Daba Chinchin Batsuwa Yeso.
Inside the house of a person who is content sleeps someone who is truly rich. Those ridden with greed fail to notice this.
This refers to contentment. This refers to contentment. Oh. So, okay, there's now out of six conditions. That's the third one. Okay, that's the third one. Chokshe Chi. Chaoma Vidunyongsu Pangwasu. Chaoma Vidunyongsu Pangwasu. If you are seriously thinking about, okay, I want to achieve the highest level of concentrations, therefore, from now on, I'm really seriously going to think about how to meditate on Shamatha. So then in that case, then the third one, the fourth one, avoiding big gathering. Big gathering, then you could hear all kind of noise and all the people. Yeah, so some cases probably you are not affected by language if you don't speak Tibetan. If you go to Tibetan communities, no matter how many noises, you don't know even one word what they are saying. In that case, there's one benefit, not knowing Tibetan. Sometimes there's benefit not knowing any language. There's benefit. So there is just noise, all kind of noise. It's much better than knowing what the noise means. It's just noise. So then it's not just noise, that then knowing the noise, what it means, then you know, it's not easy for the mind, you know, to observe. So therefore, you know, so much time will be taken up by, you know, those gathering, then you participate there. So that's why, you know, number
Chokshe
Tambo Nyeba Sumba. That's number four, avoiding the big gatherings. So, Chidim Tapa, ethics, no, ethics, or ethical life. Ethical life, moral life, ethical life, or ethical life and moral life. What it means, ethic, you know, pure ethic, what it means, to how to guard our three doors, body, spirit, mind, how to guard them properly. Because so many, if you don't guard our body, spirit, mind, three doors properly, so then so many distractions could occur. So then you get distracted. You get distracted by, you know, saying something, or maybe, you know, thinking of doing something. Or that's why a pure ethic. Pure ethic means to guarding our three doors. Okay, that's what it means. So, because, you know, this three actions and actions or karma, whatever you call, is, you know, is already. These are, you know, coming from the three main roles: body, spirit, mind. So, being mindful, what we say, what we think, what we do, being mindful. That's what it means, of pure ethic. Okay. Number five. Number six is like devolution, namto, that's the word. So the mind is creating, you know, story after story, story after story. You know, all of us, me, you, all of us, we do that pretty much, you know, pretty much. Because we see things, we hear things, and we not just see things, hear things, and we think. We think about what we see, we think about what we hear. It's not just we just see and we just let it go. It's not like that. We just hear, then we just let it go. It's not like that. No, sometimes we see things and we can't let it go, and we're stuck with that. Then we create, you know, all kind of stories, you know, around that. You know, so then that's how that namtok become problems when you're trying to do single-pointed meditations. So less namtok is better. So then how to, there's like avoiding or abandoning all the namtoks, okay, namtok. Then there's no like gross namtok or subtle namtok. So then solutions, as we just mentioned, breathing meditation, 21 breathing meditation. So whenever you have this kind of problem, concentrate on your breath. Okay. Do seven times, do that multiple times, then eventually do all 21 in one time. So then see if that helps to mind stop mind to create stories after stories. So, if somebody lives with a chain of namtok, you know, chain means, you know, there's not just one, you know. If someone lives with a bead rosary of namtok, rosary, there's many, many beads, not just one. Namtok, you look at it, then, you know, life is not going to be happy. Life is not going to be happy if someone lives with a chain of namtok, you know, then live with, you know, this like mind-made stories, you know, after stories. So at some point need to learn how to stop that, and require, you know, some knowledge, the wisdom. So, you know, so these are the six conditions. So then actual meditation of shamatha. So actual meditation of shamatha, there are five folds. So that's so far what we cover. So not just the five folds. If you are interested, this right now, this is for sake of knowledge. So then whenever you want to meditate on shamatha, you have all the knowledge that you need. You already have the knowledge. So then you can do shamatha meditation anytime, you know, but you have all the knowledge. Five folds. the fivefold that prevent the development of perfect shamatha meditation. Shamatha, single-pointed meditation, shamatha meditation, and come by the same shamatha meditation. First, out of fivefold, first one is called laziness. So, same, they become problems when you want to exercise. Laziness become problems, you know. So what you need to do, you need to think about the benefit of exercise, you know. Benefit of exercise. Yeah, you have to motivate. First, you know, going around the Shelly Lake. It's not like something like to going to eat cheesecake, you know. It's not something like, it's not that exciting, you know. So you have to motivate. But at the end, you feel good to exercise. There's, you see some benefit, or you are, you know, weight is going down, you know, you are like, have more energies, you know, and like that, you know, the benefit, the thing about the benefit of exercise, so, so then eating kale is another example. You can have stickers on your refrigerator, eat more kale, the same time you don't eat any kale at all. That's me. That's me. So you know that you see the benefit of that. You know, so then you, especially if you experience the benefit, then that motivates you to do exercise. You know. So see, yeah. So so laziness, so laziness in here. You know, laziness means that you are doing nothing, right? You are doing nothing. That's why you be lazy, means doing nothing, negative. So, but in Buddhism, there are three types of laziness. You know? Julukha, first one, very much sounds like depression. Julukha means, you know, don't want to do anything. Don't want, just, there's no will to do anything, you know. Just, Julukha is like, the mind stream is so down, mind stream. Self-esteem or mind-stream, self-esteem. Ju means self-esteem or mind-stream. That's what ju. Luke means, you know, it's now all fall apart. You know, just don't want to do anything. That's first type of laziness, ju, Luke. Oh. Then the second one, danyi lanyi, means, you know, blaming on yourself. Oh, you are, you know, not good enough, you know, not like qualified, you don't have this and that, you know, like looking down on oneself. That's laziness. The second type of laziness. So then, last one, you can be very active. You can be, you know, doing all kinds of things. But according to Lam Rim, that's considered as laziness. So see, now laziness means not mean doing nothing. You can be doing something very active, but at the same time, you know, like, when it's come to Lam Rim, it's the teaching, the stages of the path, you know. So, instead of spending time on that, then spending time on so many different things, that's also considered as laziness. So you can be very active at the same time. According to Lam Rim practice, you can be lazy too. There are three types of laziness. So then here, the laziness here is like not, oh, the first, there's no motivations to meditate. Second, even there's motivations, but don't want to do it. The third, when you do it, you can continue, you know, you can continue, you know. Postpone. Oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, you know. Then, and the end, maybe I'll do meditation. Or maybe not today, maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow something comes, or maybe the day after tomorrow. Like that, you know. Jidin chawa, migyen kabudas. One of the Kanda masters says, mundane activities are like old people moustache. More you cut, more it grow. It never ends. So, wouldn't it be smart to control, minimize, you know? Otherwise, it will grow. It will, more you cut, it will more you grow. You know, it will never, unless you pour hot oil. Then your problem never grow, but not, that's not a good idea. Or Or maybe it's like the chi nyema is like the what you say that when you look at the creek, you see like patterns. What do you call?
Ripple.
It's also like other teaching says like that ripple of the water. You know, it continues. Long as the water can, it continues. Anyway, so so. If it's in, then it's good, you know, so then it'll end, but it'll never end. So now, because another master says, like, other, so I'm going to do meditation 20 years past. So there's, no, I didn't do meditation 20 years past, 40 years ago. So there's, you know, sometimes, there's another muscle, I don't remember exactly how I said. So that's how my life is finished. I've been thinking, 20 years past, and I was thinking, kind of feeling bad, you know, not to do. 20 years passed, then the end, you know, 20 years passed, then Tibetan life, you know, average is pretty much 60 or 70, then life is finished, or like that. So anyway, so laziness, so now here, there's like five faults that prevent you to do shamatha meditations. The first one is laziness, so then antidote for laziness is there. So that's where we, you know, finished last night. These are the antidote for the laziness. So, so the same idea could apply for depression too. Same apply how to get out of this, you know, first type of laziness. This could help. This could help, you know. First one, because the faith. You hear say faith? What it really means, they use word faith in same in Tibetan called teba. But what it means, it really means to see the benefit. Benefit of single-pointed meditation. When you concentrate, you know, whenever you concentrate, then you are balancing your mind, you are balancing your thought, you are balancing. This is very important. In order to experience calm mind, peaceful mind, you have to balance your mind. If you cannot balance your mind, there will be no peaceful mind, there will be no calm mind. Mind is not going to get calm if you don't balance them. How to balance them? Concentrate. One single object. Think just one thing rather than think 100 different things. If you are thinking 100 different things, your mind is not going to be calm down. No? So when you concentrate, then you are trying to, for example, the creek, to run through like 10 different ways. Rather than running 10 different ways, it's run one way, much stronger, much powerful. That means placing all your mental attention on one single object. That's the way to balance your mind. Less ruwa. When you balance the mind, that very mind that, you know, comes with energy, that energy is going to be balanced. So that energy run through the channels. Our channels, you know, chakra channels, you know, run through the channels that contribute to physical comfort. Then that contributes to the mental comfort. That's the benefit. That's exactly, we need to think about the benefit of single-pointed meditations. You can't just say, without a word, we cannot communicate, but some say, calm down. Practically, coming down is to concentrate. That's how you come down, you know. If you cannot concentrate, if you can focus, you can come down. People can say probably 100 times, calm down. Same time, the very person who says calm down, you know, probably is not calm down. So that's the way to make mind calm and peaceful, concentrate. That will balance the mind, And very thought, when you, the very mind you balance, the mind, very mind balance the energy, the energy goes to the channels, and like that is contribute to the physical comfort, that will contribute to mental comfort, that's all good. So that's what it means. Faith means thinking about the benefit of single point meditation, okay? That's the first antidote. Oh. So then that is the cause. Then these four are causal. Causal has causal relationship. The first one, cause. First one, first faith or like understanding of, you know, benefit of single point meditation will lead to aspiration. Aspiration. So, lead to aspiration. Same, it's, it apply the same things. So, enjoying the banana bread, you know, but you know, the thinking about the quality of the benefit of the banana bread. I'm not sure how many benefits are there, how many benefits are there, but benefit of eating banana bread. So, kind of like, you know, the knowing the benefit of, you know, banana, quality of the banana bread, inspire you to learn how to bake banana bread, maybe. So aspiration, that, you know, faith leads to aspirations, teva called dimba or dimba. So then aspirations, so then more likely will the joyful effort. Joyful effort, not just effort. Happy to do, happy to talk, happy to eat, happy to sleep, happy to know, not just know. This is very important, this is very, very important. Oh. So Rinpoche say, do it with bodhicitta. No, doing everything with bodhicitta, no, doing everything with heavy mind, no, happy to know. Not like, oh, doing something, then with all kind of thought, not doing. So, like, for example, eating cheesecake with all kind of thoughts, not just happy to eat, you know, not just enjoying, solely enjoying. So, not, you know, then all kind of mindset, oh, I shouldn't eat, I feel terrible that I had last night piece of cheesecake. Not like that, you know. I'm so happy that I have cheesecake. I'm so fortunate that I just eat one piece of cheesecake. I'm so happy I can burn those calories tomorrow. It's not like you can burn, okay, I'm so happy I can burn those, you know, calories tomorrow. Like that, you know, happy to, not just like, this is a big problem, you know, doing one thing with all kind of mindset, you know. Yeah, so, I feel terrible that I sleep too late. Oh, I'm glad that I have wonderful sleep, you know, I just wake up. No, happy, you know, the happy mind, or joyful effort, not just effort, joyful effort. Okay. So then, you know, it will, the second will lead to joyful effort. So then, pliancy, that's the actual antidote, the direct antidote for laziness, but that it won't come right away. No, it will come last. Pliancy, physical pliancy, mental pliancy, you know. Physical pliancy means, you know, then you always feel physically so light, lot of energy, so light, fresh, you know, with much less, you know, health, you know, problems. Lu Xinjiang, that's the goal for yoga, physical yoga. Yoga means practice, it doesn't mean physical movement. Nanjor, it basically means practice. You know, so there's physical practice, that's called yoga. The mental practice, that's another yoga. You know, yoga means practice. Huh? So physical pliancy, that's the goal for physical yoga. So, you know, try to feel light, you know, so flexible, not tight. So say, when mind is tight, it's not balanced, it's not flexible. Balance means flexible, it's not flexible. When the body is tight, is not balanced, means not flexible. Oh. So therefore, the physical yoga's goal is physical pliancy. So then shamatha, of course, you know, do produce. It's quite interesting. I'm not sure like how, like, Of course, you know, then there's like mindful about food is also part of the shamatha meditation. You can, that's why probably physical plants are really produced by shamatha meditation, because part of the practice is like also, like being mindful about food, food or appliances, the mental appliances, the physical appliances. So among those two fluency, first you will achieve mental fluency, then after that you will achieve physical fluency. So then out of mental happiness and physical happiness?
Yeah.
Oh, so then first you achieve out of true happiness, first you achieve physical happiness, then you achieve mental happiness. Fluency first, mental pliancy, then physical pliancy. So these are the four antidotes for laziness. Okay, laziness. Laziness mind.
Lazy mind.
I'm not sure why they call laziness mind. Lazy mind. Oh, these are four antidotes. This is what we covered last night. So now we are covered. So last night that's what we covered. Oh. Then the Gurata Lelun Dangwa no Dangwa Jevacho. So did I explain this fivefold? No. Oh sorry, so this kind of fivefold, first one is laziness, so I just finished that laziness with the antidote. It's complete. So now rest of the four faults. Out of five faults, I will have a brief explanation about the last four faults. Okay? The second one, out of five faults, the second one is like forgetting the instructions. So that means, mainly means forgetting the object, not able to remember the object. Okay? Your objects, you create this mental image of flower, and you are not sure it's like, basically it's like rose, and you are not sure it's rose or some other flowers, like that, forgetting the object. So then, in shamatha meditation, it's not good. You have to remember your object. There's a second fault, forgetting the instructions or forgetting the object. So then, excitement and thinking mind, excitement mind and thinking mind. Count one. Even there's two, count one. That's the third fault. Not applying the antidote. When mind is becoming higher and higher and higher, then not applying the antidote. If mind is thinking, slow thinking, so then not applying antidote. That's the fourth fault. So then, over application of the antidote, you don't need to apply antidote, but your mind is in, what is it, when you like guitar, when you play, I never play guitar, but then the people, what is it?
Tune.
Huh?
Tune.
Tune? Yeah, so you try to get the right sound, right? And you, that's why they tune. When you get the right sound, then if you tune, then it will mess up.
Mm-hmm.
So you only tune to get to the right tune, right sound. That's why you adjust, untie a little bit here, there. Then when you reach the perfect sound, then you don't do again, That's like over-applications. Over-application, that's what it means, So then when you don't have good sound, then not, how is the tuning? That's a fault, because you have to get to right to the tune. That's the example they use. Or maybe holding something and not looking, what do you call this, when you go like this?
Shake.
No, sometimes it shakes, then you have to make sure you hold tightly. When it shakes, if it does not... Yeah, so then you like first you hold, you know, then slowly, slowly it's kind of get loose. So then first an object, now you are kind of holding the object, then slowly, slowly become kind of loose, then you have to tighten up a little bit. If you tighten up too much, it hurts, then you have to lose a little bit, you know. So this is, you can't really explain in a word. This is, that balance has to come up with the experience, how tight I should hold, and how loose I will let it be. If I let it be too loose, it will probably fall down, and it will be, you know, I will look like that, like that. Okay. So these are the five faults, okay? Five faults, forgetting, first one is laziness, forget the instructions, forget the object. The second one is excitement, thinking mind. Count one, not applying the antidote, you know, when minds get higher, or mind thinking, to an over-application, so antidote. Is it clear?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So these are, right now, for the sake of knowledge, this is very important, you know, like say, this instruction has been taught hundreds of years ago, been tested, you know, produced great results. If you follow this instruction, you will produce results. Huh? So that's why when you explain to someone who shows key interest about improving single-pointed meditations, you explain that from your side, there's something to feel good about there. You are passing down the instruction, has histories, you know. There's something to feel good about, that you explain some instructions that has been taught, tested, for the great result. You know, Lama Tsongkhapa, His Holiness Dalai Lama, every people who have achieved Shamatha meditation use the same instructions. There's no different instructions, same instructions. So, then there is a. So now the antidote for the fivefold, you already read here? Namaste.
Mm-hmm. We have just the antidotes for the first fold.
Okay, maybe during the break, if you want to know, you can talk, you know, then maybe somebody already has write down the note, so you can copy from them, okay? to save time. So now the forgetting the instructions, the antidote for that, forgetting the instruction or forgetting the object, the antidote for that is mindfulness. Mindfulness?
Is that the fifth one?
Number five, the antidote number five. Yeah, antidote number five is mindfulness. So, maybe how's about maybe Kim writing down about that way? What do you think? Is that helping? Writing down is helping?
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to write it down or no? Please tell me.
Yes.
So, fast. Four, that's the antidote for laziness. Laziness, right?
Okay.
5-4, that's the antidote for the laziness. So, if that helps. So.
Okay.
The second one is, and second one, not five, sorry, fast four. First four, sorry, not five. The antidote for the five, number five, that's mindfulness, that's antidote for the forgetting instruction or object. That is the antidote for forgetting instruction or no object. You say. You know, you can also lead Shamatha meditations if you know all the instructions, same instruction, you know, then that you are leading the retreat for Shamatha meditation, that instruction, the same instruction, that's wonderful, you know. So then people who participate to your retreat, more likely they'll make some progress. because instruction you are giving to them has, you know, been taught, and it's not just I didn't make this up last night, so it's all been taught. Yeah, so there's the forgiveness, the mindfulness. Oh, so see, mindfulness is a part of the single-pointed meditation, but it is not single-pointed meditation. It's a part of the single-pointed meditation. Oh. This mindfulness particularly refers to the object. Object, not forgetting the object. Remember, recalling the object. You know, clear memories of objects. You know, so now it's not just any mindfulness. So that you can have mindful about, you know, other things, but here mindfulness refers to the object. Object that you choose to, how you say, focus that object, the first object, okay, or Vijaya temperature. So, forgetting instruction, you don't need to write it down both. When you see the word forgetting instruction, what it means? It means forgetting object. That's what it means, forgetting object. No, you don't need to write down both. But what it means forgetting object. That's, you know, become the biggest, big obstacles. If you don't remember the object, that's the big obstacles, you know, so then not able to focus. So, So now here, elephant. Yeah, see elephant. So then there's an environment, right? We finished that. So there's like first stages. Inner placement, or this called inner placement, or there's the first stages. Inner placement, the monks just symbolize that, you know, out of nine stages, symbolize the first stage called inner placement. I'm not sure what you call, Nandujoba. Inner placement, inner placement, or Nandujoba. Then elephant symbolize mind, because so powerful, same mind is so powerful. So now the black part, the dark part here, you see the elephant is dark, color dark. Symbolize thinking mind, dark symbolize thinking mind, that's why it's dark. Monkey symbolize excitement. Does that sound familiar? Another assignment, so say, Gyopa, Chowa, what difference between excitement mind and wandering mind? What is the difference between excitement mind and wandering mind?
Faster. Wandering is just getting pulled away, kind of hither and thither a little bit. Where excitement is, you get on a thought and it gets faster and faster and more excited.
Gopa.
Maybe. Agitated.
Different object. Object-wise, that's different?
Not necessarily.
How is about cause-wise? Causes by, is there a different cause of wandering mind and excitement mind?
I think.
Like a wandering mind be like getting bored, so that you're bored with focusing and you just kind of like let it go, like what you said, just kind of. But excitement would be like you're getting agitated or making it really hard to focus.
Is it true that you could have a wandering mind without an excited mind? You could have a sinking mind and your mind still wanders off. Would an excited mind make it easier for your mind to wander, maybe?
Yeah, so I hope we really reach to some conclusions. We're just hearing those different opinions, yeah. So I'm not sure, like I said, the Tibetan word that's called Troa, Gyopa, there's two different, you know. So I'm not sure which one is which. Excitement or wandering, so I'm not sure. So let me give you some example, like Gyopa, that's pretty much caused by some form of attachments.
Excited mind, Geshe?
That sounds like that. I'm not sure, so I don't know which English word is.
Geshe?
So one is caused by some form of attachments, not caused by anger. Anger? Yeah, so sometimes, you know, somebody hurt you, then you keep thinking about that person, you know. That's like caused by anger. That's called Troa. No, so another one is caused by attachment. But same, they are both are wandering, you know. Not like wandering, but, you know, different cause. So I'm not sure which one is which. Excitement is caused by attachment.
Oh,
wandering mind is caused by anger. Also, like, you know, not just needs to be anger. You can think about some form of, like, idea or knowledge, or maybe how to make airplane, how to build a house. These are also, you know, not caused by anger, but not necessarily caused by attachment. But, you know, Gyopa. So anyway,
an example I can think of is like wandering mind. You're thinking, oh, maybe I'll have, you know, some nice spaghetti for dinner tonight, or maybe I'll have a little bit of Chinese food. And excited mind would be more like, I'm so sick and tired of having that spaghetti. And, you know, where there's emotion that energizes it. Whereas wandering is just kind of thinking about things, but excited mind, there's emotion that's energizing it.
So anyway, the monkey symbolizes Troa. Troa is like maybe wandering. Should I say wandering mind or excitement mind? Monkey, you decide.
Excitement
monkey. So then the color black, wandering. Color black symbolizes wandering mind.
Yeah.
That good?
Yeah.
So then let's say a monkey symbolizes excitement mind. So then the color black symbolizes wandering mind.
Yeah.
The problem for shamatha meditation. So good. Then maybe Chukala, any luck to find the translation in Tibetan?
Looking
but not
looking.
Geshe-la, could you repeat that? The monkey equals excited mind?
Yeah, so we decided the monkey is excitement mind.
And the black color was like wandering mind. Well, I have a question. Why couldn't a mind be both excited and wandering at the same time?
Huh?
Why couldn't a mind be excited and wandering at the same time?
Different cause.
Different cause?
Cause, you know, one is like caused by attachment.
Okay.
One is caused by anger and, you know, other types of mind.
Okay.
Question is why monkey can be both? Well, why mind can be both a monkey? Monkey. Or monkey, or M-O-N-K. That's monk.
Monkey.
M-O-N-K, that's monk. Then monkey or monkey.
Monkey.
So your control, your question is why mind cannot be?
Why a mind couldn't be both excited and wandering at the same time?
In other words,
my mind, I could be very excited, flitting from thought to thought.
I don't think then there'll be no hope.
Oh, I like that. Okay, yeah. I'll stick with the separation.
Yeah. Probably there'll be no hope then, I think. Yeah.
Geshe-la,
then that's going to be in the door.
So Geshe-la, the elephant also represents mind?
Elephant represents mind. The color black represents the thinking mind. Thinking mind. Color black
is a thinking mind.
Okay. My elephant mind and the color black thinking. Okay. Symbolize thinking. Well, but this is all part of the mind, different part of mind, but thinking mind, you say thinking. Then the monkey, excitement, color black, wandering. Oh, see. Oh,
Is it thinking or
sinking? Sinking, not thinking, sinking.
Dullness.
Sinking, thinking, okay? Sinking. Sinking song? Not singing song.
No, not singing. Sinking.
Sinking.
As in the kitchen sinks.
I like the monkey.
Monkey.
I think that's for monkey and monkey. There are two of them, the monkeys. I think that's very good. So you will find when you go to monasteries. Did it. So now here, like the antidote for forgetting the object. Okay, that's mindfulness. Yiji lambo lodo, mikbe kawa tembo la. So now the object is not here, but object is like more like hitching post where you tie your horse. Not now, you know. So now, bike rack. That's probably example. You tie your bike, no horse. So that's like object. No? Mind, elephant. No, Iji Lambolur. It's on the move all the time. It's on the move all the time. It's thinking. You know, it's not still. It's on the move all the time. Iji Lambolur. Mibe kawatamal. Chebe tapa ngechine. So now. When you see the rope here, monk has rope. One hand has rope. You see there, you can see it's too tiny. Anyway, the monk left hand holding a rope. That is mindfulness. That's mindfulness. Symbolize mindfulness, the rope. Shut up, judge, rewatch us. So then, this left hand, the right hand called chakchu. There's like some kind of, it's like, how is it? The hook, the piece of metal. You know, this is, but here, you know, they make it look good, but actually it's not like that, you know. So, real one you see when you go to India, or, you know, like you see when they domesticate the elephant, that they have piece of metal. That's what it looks like, but here it looks more fancy, decorated with something, but actually it's like to control the elephant, you know. So basically they hook here, and they pull here, pull there, you know, like so controlling the elephant. That's called chaju. very, very unfortunate, but you know, that's what they do, you know, they domesticate elephants, so they do a lot of work. I think, you know, so, not every one of them bad, you know, some of them treat animal very well, you know, some of them don't treat animal very well, so anyway, overall it's not good, you know, it always not good, so if we can do something about that, you know, we must try. You know. Anyway, the left right hand holding that hook, that's called hook. That's called hook, yeah. So this one is called, here symbolized, how is the, introspections. How is my pronunciation?
Good.
Introspection, you know. Kind of like spy in the battlefield. Spy, you know, look, you know, like look around. Same like spy, you know, looking around, looking for who is, you know, the spy. That's like introspection, the part of the mind constantly checking whether your mind is thinking or getting too excited. It's almost like a person who is like checking the sound of the guitar is too. How is it tuned?
In tune?
Huh?
It's tuned properly, in tune?
Yeah, it's like too, I'm not sure.
The high
yeah, so you know, so like the process checking, same like introspection, checking that, you know, mind is thinking or too excited, right, balance. That's introspection, that's symbolized. Introspection, so. Introspection, all that. God, though. This is introspection. Maybe what you mean, we share it with you one chance. So then you're trying to tie that elephant with object. Try. First, you know, try to just catch elephant. It's on the move. When you're able to catch that, then try to tie that with the object. You have rope, mindfulness, there's a rope. Then you use that rope and tie the elephant to the object. So then you look, you know, you as a introspection, more like spy introspection, that's symbolized. It's clear? So then here one that's like symbolize five qualities, so it begins from here. See the mirror? That's mirror. Okay, mirror? Yeah, that's very traditional looking mirror, but this mirror mostly used for the ritual purpose. No, you see ritual purpose. But actually it's a mirror. In this case, symbolize form. Form. F-O-R-M, form. It symbolizes form out of five qualities, you know. Because the five qualities of desire realm, five qualities of desire realm symbolize form. When you see the mudra like this, that's the hand mudra for mirror. That's what they do. That's hand. That's loose like mirror. So you can make one, another one, the mudra mirror, how you make. But in fact, that's the mudra of the mirror, you know, mudra. So no, that's mudra. Suje. Dra. So then that's the mudra of sound. Mudra of sound. So that's talking without word. That means sound. Sign language, that means mirror. Sign language been invented long time ago by mudra. There's no form, there's sound. Sometimes go like this, but there's sound. So maybe like this. Like that or like this. Why sound? When you use the drum, that's how you make sound. Or maybe sometimes like, you know, instrument. There's some kind of symbol, like some kind of like instrument that makes sound. So anyway, here, this, the mirror symbolizes form out of five qualities of desire realm. Desire realm, the realm that we live in, that's called desire realm. So this mirror symbolizes form. Then that symbolizes sound. That's like here, you know,
symbols.
They symbolize sound. That's true. So then you see the cum shell, the white cum shell, filled with something. That symbolizes smell. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sukda chi. This called like five objects of desire realm, dhyana.
Why is the conch shell representing smell? Do they put perfume or
incense? No, inside. That's inside something, inside conch shell. No, that's inside, that's perfume. Inside. Conch shell is not empty, it's holding. You see something there? Kind of like water. It's like, looks like water. But that's typically when you see ritual performance. You see small conch shell, they put it on the piece of bowl. There's something inside, that's what symbolizes. It symbolizes, like the smell. So then, sugdhati, ro, fruit, no, taste. So then the last one here, big one, looks like cloth, symbolizes tactile. Tactile. What is tactile?
Touch.
Basically cloth, right? Tactile. So these are the five objects of desire realm. That's where we are. We desire for. Our desire is, you know, related to those five objects. Without that, there will be no desire. Desire that's related to one of those objects, you know. The form, then there's a shape, color, all of them, then including the form. These are here that, you know, why our minds get pulled away from focusing on single object. You know, can be a form, can be sound, can be smell, can be tactile, can be taste. So now here, how we are doing? Break or no break? Break? Take a break? Yeah, probably take a break, yeah.
Lunch in 15 minutes.
Take a break now or?
Wait. I don't know. Why is there no sight in the five qualities?
Form. Color, shape, and everything. Okay, now here, you know, just to entertain you a little bit. That's form. Or sugda, sound, like this, or this, the sound, you know. So that's why you use this instrument, like bell, that's offering, you know, offering sound, you know. Sound, sugda, chi. That's perfect. That's like sugda, chi. That's smell. Because that's how they put the perfume, probably. You know, that's why we put. That's why the this the hand mudra for perfume. So I'm not sure now. Like now, modern day could be changed. What kind of hand mudra? So I saw that some people are putting here like this.
Spray.
Maybe that's a mudra. that's a modern mudra. Modern mudra for perfume. How's the sound? Like this? Yeah, could be sound, you know. How's the form? Form? No, that's the ancient one. the modern one, form. Anyway, just think about, huh?
Camera phone.
Yeah.
Well, just think about. So that's the. Anyway, that's the mirror, huh?
Like this.
That's the phone.
Yeah.
That's the mirror. That's the mudra. Mirror, the sound, or maybe something like that, sound or sudha, that's smell. Then there's taste. Taste. So, modern mudra for taste. Eat. Eat. That's like, yeah, that could be like something like that. So that's how you do it when you do the rituals. You know, like rupa or shabda. Then gende, then rasa. That's for like a taste. Now tactile. What's the mudra for tactile? Huh? Mm. Petting
a dog.
Like this. When here, then you put some fabric here. And probably here you put the fabric. That's for tactile, you know. So next time when you see that, when you see like that, they are starting to do the five quality of desire realm. That's what they're trying to offering form, sound, you know, smell, taste, tactile. You know? So these are the mudras. You know, so the kodeyonga. So that's like part of the offerings. You know. When you're doing that, you're thinking, offering all the shape and color, size and everything, you're offering them, you know. So then you're, one more time, just go, this is called rupa, it's called, Sanskrit is called rupa, it's called rupa, that's mirror, rupa, symbolized form, or rupa. So that's probably supposed to be the base, mirror, rupa. Then, shabda. The sound, the rupa, the shabda, gende, perfume, that's gende perfume, gende, rasa, that's food, so then parsha, there's no tactile,
Geshe-la, can
briefly entertaining you throughout the five objects. Entertainment of five objects of desire realm.
Up here on the board we have the dark color represents both sinking mind and wandering mind.
Yeah, the base on the different object.
Okay.
Different object. One is on the monkey, one is on the elephant. Different object. Yeah. One is on the monkey, the black color of the monkey symbolizes wandering mind, the monkey itself symbolizes excitement mind. Okay.
What about the rabbit?
No.
Rabbit
after coming after lunch. now rabbit is sleeping now, taking nap. Come after lunch. Also give them some break. Give him some break. Then after lunch with the instruction, then I will explain. Then it will probably make more has a sense, or then you know, easy to remember with the text instruction and the symbol, easy to remember. Otherwise, I can just go ahead and explain everything, you know, then come back to the text, then it's going to be a little bit difficult. Then, together, okay. Oh, yeah. Then maybe check now only like 9 minutes for lunch, 12 o'clock.
Oh. Okay.
So maybe take early break, a little bit, 9 minute early break. So then come back. Okay, yeah. Maybe do the dedication at the end, very end of class, maybe 4 o'clock. Okay, yeah. Yeah, thank you, please. Yeah. Yeah. No need to wait, please leave. No need to wait.